and overcoming. When I was young, my father became paralyzed and developed severe dysarthria. At the same time, my hope of pursuing the science of language in the U.S. was cut short. Until his passing, we communicated through a hiragana letter board, guiding his hand letter by letter, and through the smallest signals, breath, fingers, eye movements, and subtle gestures. Living beside him taught me something irreversible. Meaning does not live only in words. It lives in rhythm, timing, posture, breath, and in the subtle contexts around spoken language. From the pain of wanting to help but being unable to, a quiet wish took root in me to make voice visible and to engage with it.